And while President Bush is in Crawford, the White House is beginning a big renovation project. The workspace and briefing room for reporters is going to be gutted. The correspondents are moving next door for the interim, but some wonder whether they'll ever get back inside. NPR's David Green reports.
At the last briefing in the old space yesterday, presidential spokesman Tony Snow found it necessary to make a promise.
There will indeed be a new press room. It will be right here. It is not going to be in a distant part of town. It will be right here in this very spot, and the carpets will be clean. The connections will be up to date, and it will be a more congenial and helpful work environment for all.
As usual, veteran reporter Helen Thomas asked Snow the key question about the new digs, whether there will be
better answers.
In response to better questions.
As if to reassure everyone, Snow brought on a couple of special guests.
So anyway, Lauren, I wanted to come by and wish you all the best as you get to move headquarters for a while. Look forward to welcoming you back here in, I guess, 6 or 7 months, is that right? 9 months? Yeah, well.
We're seeing no time.
That's what you get when you bring a crackpot up from Texas.
The president was referring to Ken Herman from Cox Newspapers, the wag with the line about timetables. There were also some alumni in the room yesterday, including...
Mr. President, should Mel Gibson be forgiven?
A familiar voice from ABC News.
Is that Sam Donaldson? Forget it, you're a has-been. We don't have to answer has-been's questions.
Before leaving, the president offered a glimmer of hope.
It looks a little crowded in here. And so, you want to double the size? Yeah. Forget it. You get to work like the rest of us. We may have some air conditioning if we decide to. Anyway, good luck in the new building. Looking forward to seeing you over there.
And with that, an era came to a close. David Green, NPR News, Washington.
And Renee, if I might just quickly add, I've worked out of that White House briefing room for almost 6 years now. The place has its charms, but I shudder to think what they're going to find when they pull up that carpeting that looks like it's been there since the Nixon era.